To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Now, JSN has done an outstanding job this year for Seattle. Darnold has found a nice target to throw through, and he's throw to, and he's made that entire offense go. Whether you're covering him or not, he's making explosive plays game after game. He continues to show up, and you know, JSN, he's definitely having a Pro Bowl caliber year. He's doing an outstanding job.
That was D'Amico Ryans from earlier this afternoon. B. Scott, Sean Bajani, in for the fellas on The Drive. D'Amico talking about Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I'm looking at his numbers, B. I don't know if you've glanced at them, but through six games of the regular season so far, for him, four games of more than 103 yards receiving. In all six games, he's had at least one explosive that has gone for 36-plus yards.
That's the thing I've noticed. Like, I don't know the total numbers and the overall numbers, mm-hmm. but I know that every week when I check in on the Seattle Seahawks, Jackson Smith and Jigba has gone off for an explosive.
Yeah.
Whether it's 40, 50, 60. In this case, I think it was like a 61-yard play.
Yes, sir.
That kind of set the tone for Seattle in this game over the weekend. Every week, it seems like this guy has a big play. That is one that doesn't surprise me because that happens routinely now.
Yeah. Looking at his catch percentage, it's routinely been above 80%. This past weekend, he caught, 61.5% is the catch percentage of the balls thrown to him. Eight catches, 13 targets. His numbers are absolutely ridiculous. 162 yards this past weekend against Jacksonville, 132 against Tampa Bay. That's what the Texans have to deal with. Now, hey, look, do they have guys that are more than capable of handling that type of production from a receiver? Yeah, sure. I'll tell you what, though, a guy who's been a little banged up, maybe nobody has benefited more from this bye week than one Derek Stingley. You need that to be the case if you're the Texans, but you feel pretty good about Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter, you know, this entire Texans secondary, which once upon a time ago, you felt really great about it when C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to be a member of it, and then turns out like he was much more of a hindrance than, part of the solution.
Yeah, it turns out you might be better off, like you just said, much more of a hindrance than the solution. You might be better off without him than you were with
Definitely.
Him.
2-0.
But and maybe this, what I'm about to say, is a perfect example of that, but it is a thing to be concerned about when I'm talking about big explosive plays, mm-hmm. like not just big plays on long methodical drives or where they're kind of setting it up. Like that 61 yarder that we're talking about from this game over the weekend was the first play of the drive. Mm-hmm. Like it's a one play 61 yard drive.
Yeah.
Darnold to Jackson Smith and Jigba. And just like that, things can change for you. And so they've got that kind of ability. Another thing about Jackson Smith and Jigba is that he's not just a slot receiver, or it's not that they just run routes over the middle. Like they'll line him up anywhere and he'll run just about any route and they'll do anything with him. So he's that type of playmaker, that type of matchup issue. You do feel fortunate to have guys that are really good in coverage in the case of Derek Stingley, in the case of Kamari Lassiter, if he has to do it. But certainly you want both of them to be healthy when they've got this kind of challenge. And then again, Sam Darnold, Clint Kubiak, and this is something that D'Amico Ryans was also talking about. And, of course, we're familiar with the Kubiaks. And obviously D'Amico Ryans is familiar with Kubiak. But the thing that he does everywhere he goes and has done it so far with Seattle, he schemes guys open.
Yeah.
There are throw-in-the-ocean plays, whether it's busted coverages because how they're lined up or what they're doing is confusing other teams, or they're just actual matchup or mismatches that they're creating through scheme.
Yeah.
They are scheming guys open, and Sam Darnold is throwing it in the ocean. And even in the case when he doesn't, they got a dude in Jackson Smith and Jigba who will go up and get it anyway.
And one of the ways that they've been able to scheme guys open this season, I don't think very many teams have done this more than the Seattle Seahawks, is utilize the play action game. Yep. D'Amico Ryans was asked about that earlier this afternoon. Why the heck are the Seattle Seahawks so damn good and successful at utilizing play action?
And for Seattle, they're good at the play action pass game because, you know, Kubiak's done a good job wherever he's been as a play caller. He's done a really good job of establishing the outside zone scheme, right? And with the outside zone scheme comes the keepers off of the outside zone action. So he's done a really good job of marrying both run game and passing game, meaning they both look very similar. So the play action pass game works because of the offensive line and how they come off the football, right? How they make the run look exactly like the pass. It puts the second level defenders in a bind where are you stepping up to defend the run, or are you, can you key it and diagnose it quick enough to understand that it's pass and now I need to drop in coverage. So they've done a really good job starting with Kenneth Walker as in the run game. He's a really, really good running back in this league, and he's done a really nice job. And when you have him running the ball the way he runs it, right, guys are going to commit. And once you get guys to step up two or three steps off, and now Darnold's done a good job of getting on the edges, making good decisions down the field, and he's had a lot of guys open in those play-action passing concepts. That's why they've been successful as well. A lot of guys are wide open.
You know, when I think about, you know, play-action and teams that do that really well, and what I would be concerned with, you know, in regards to a defense, even the D'Amico Ryans coach defense, is discipline, right? You hear D'Amico talk about it all the time. You got to be disciplined with your eyes. And I listen to this maybe more closely from a, you know, cornerback and safety perspective. You hear those guys talk about how difficult it is to guard against some of the league's better receivers, right? And in this case, we're talking about Jackson Smith and Jigba. And it's not that first move that makes it really hard. It's that second or third effort in the course of a play, right? Well, you only have that time, you know, if you're a receiver to do all of those things, if you're executing play action really well, and if you've got a hell of a scheme. And right now, what D'Amico just laid out, what we've seen so far from the Seahawks, they do. They got a hell of a scheme. They execute it really well. But that's the number one concern for me. It's a little bit less about what the linebackers are doing with their eyes, because, you know, that's D'Amico's baby. And you got to trust, you know, guys like Toa Toa and Azeez Alshire and EJ Speed. It's a little bit more about the elite receiver versus some pretty damn elite secondary guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That you've got to be really good on that second and third move, second and third effort in the course of a play and a play action.
Yeah, and the word or term eye discipline is probably going to be overused in that building if I had to guess.
Definitely.
Being back this week.
Yeah.
Like, it is going to be hammered home as it should be. And they're going to talk about eye discipline until they're blue in the face, because that is a key of defending this type of scheme. And the thing to point out here, and D'Amico Ryans is, you know, showing some love to Seattle and what they're doing offensively in terms of, you know, the scheme and everything like that, and the run game and all of that, right? But the thing to keep in mind here is, like, it's not even that they run it well, and this is what stands out about it, and people talk about this. You don't even have to run it well to sell that play action. You just got to run it just well enough to commit to it, to keep doing it, and to, again, marry the run and the pass to make it look the same. So it's, you know, at that point, confusing. But, like, if you look at Seattle's rushing numbers, they're not toward the top of the league in any kind of statistic except rushing attempts. Like, they don't do any of it particularly well.
That's the key, though.
Other than committing to actually doing it. And that's, and they also have some explosive runs in there. They're probably toward the top of the league in some, like, 20 plus runs. But aside from that, like, if you look at their rushes per carry, their overall rushing yards, first downs, any of that, they're not anywhere toward the top of the league in those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at attempts, they're toward the top. They're committed to it. And that's what those big explosive plays are built off of, looking exactly like those boring plays that don't get anything. So that's the thing about this offense, of how it can kind of lull you to sleep with these boring ass runs that are only a couple of yards, but they got this, you know, physical back that, you know, maybe is hard to tackle, but they're not getting a lot out of it. And then next thing you know, the exact same looking play is going over your head to Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Cooper Kupp. You know, like it's one of those offenses.
Another guy we wanted to be a Texan once upon a time ago, right? You remember that?
We did talk about that.
I don't know if you were on that bandwagon, but I definitely...
I would have been down for some Cooper Kupp. I don't know if I was, like, you know, banging the drum.
Yeah.
But you could have sold me on Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, not being the Cooper Kupp of old, but it's like a complimentary receiver in the role that he's playing right now.
I wasn't kicking it out of bed. Because the number one thing that this Texans team needed at the point in time was just good, reliable pass catchers, playmakers, right?
Yeah.
Coming off of last season and all the injuries they had, the inefficiency of the offensive play calling and scheme. I think we would have all been very happy if, in fact, the Texans would have done that.
Yeah. I'm feeling better about their playmakers now, though.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.